dating's not easy, especially in 2020. You got COVID, you got social media, you got people who like to go out on dates and then never call you back. Mm-hmm. And that's where we help you out with the 7:30 second date update. We'll call the person. We'll be your advocate. We'll find out exactly why they're not calling you back. And that's what we're doing today for Rebecca. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. More importantly, how are you? How's the dating life? Catch us up. Tell us what's going on.
I'm okay. I'm just a little stymied by this one and I need some input.
Okay. Well, tell us what happened.
Okay. So I went home to visit my mom. I hadn't seen my mom since the pandemic started, and I just was feeling like I needed to check in with her, and it had actually been 3 years since we'd seen each other. And
oh, wow.
So I flew home, and I was doing a rideshare from the airport when I was coming back and met this guy, Cole, in the car, in a rideshare.
You got in the same car as another person?
I did, and we were both masked.
Okay.
And I'd been really careful, and I guess maybe I was just feeling a little bit more confident having flown shield and the mask and everything, and we had the windows down, and I felt comfortable. Anyway, he seemed cute. I mean, from what you can tell with a mask on, right? And he was totally flirting with me during the entire ride. And I was a little embarrassed, honestly, because I just come back on a red eye, and you know how those flights are. I can never sleep on airplanes, and had a couple drinks, and I was just like, I was looking a little ragged. Like, I definitely needed a shower and a change of clothes.
Yeah.
But still, he was flirting with me the whole ride. I don't know. We seemed like we got along and headed off well, so he gave me his number at the end of the ride when I hopped out and started texting almost immediately. And a couple nights later, we went out to dinner and ate outside together. And he was a little quiet. So I was just gathering he was shy. And maybe he felt like a little more emboldened with the mask on in the car when we first met each other or something. I looked so much better. I was like showered, dressed much better. I felt a lot more confident.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It was like the roles kind of reversed a little bit, which is weird. But now the date's, you know, done, and he hasn't called me since. And I waited a few days. Was like, you know, what's going on? Finally texted him, and he still hasn't responded.
Wow.
And I'm just a little confused because it seemed like the date went great and we headed off initially, and he was the one who was pursuing me and wanted my number and called and made the date. And so I just don't get it. You don't hit on a woman in an Uber, like flirt for the entire 20-minute drive, ask for her number, go out to dinner, and then just bail.
Right.
So,
yeah. That's
I
what
guess
my mom.
I don't know what his deal is.
That's what my mom always said to me was never hit on a woman in an Uber and then not call
and
her back.
Now.
That's like it's the age. Yeah, exactly.
Is that a cardinal rule? Oh my God.
You know what? I appreciate the thoroughness of your recountance of the date. I don't even have any questions. I have to be honest. You told us so much about the date. I have zero follow-up questions for you.
I mean, what were you wearing?
I'll tell you. I was wearing a great pair of jeans and boots with a heel and a sweater that was like just a little touch off the shoulder.
Nothing
See?
Offensive. Looks great.
All right, Rebecca, how about this? Why don't we get Cole's number?
Casual, cool. The outfit was not the problem.
But
I'll tell you that.
How about if we just get Cole's number from you and then we just like call Cole up and we'll ask him, you know, like why he's not calling you back. Is that cool?
Yeah, I mean, I want you guys to tell me if he's just kind of a jerk or if there's something else going on that I just didn't get.
Okay, so we'll call him next, okay?
Okay.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
It's your 7:30 second date update. We've been talking to Rebecca. Rebecca has a lot of details about her first date. I love her. She's passionate. She's into it. She likes Cole. She met Cole through Uber, and they even went on a date together, and now Cole is not calling Rebecca back. Rebecca, did I get all that correct?
Totally.
We tracked down Cole, so I'm going to pick up with him. Don't say a word, though. Just let us kind of talk to him for a second, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Cole, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. So I'm John, and Jackson's here, and Monroe as well. We do a morning show on Mix 105.1. You got a few minutes just to chat with us?
Yeah, I guess. What is this about?
Well, our show does something called the 7:30 Second Date Update, where we help out people who've gone out on a date and they thought it went great and they're looking forward to that next date, but they never get that next date. And we just try to figure out why. And you recently went out with Rebecca, and you know, you haven't called Rebecca back.
I can't believe that this is how she would go about trying to find me, but my God. You want to know why I won't call her back?
Yeah, like what's going on? Like why haven't you called Rebecca?
Have you had a chance to talk to this girl? I mean, she won't shut up. She talks like a mile a minute. Like I don't think I could say one thing. When we were on the date, I don't think I'd get one word in edgewise.
But
it was cute in the car and all that, and I thought she was just being nervous or something, but for a two-hour dinner, it was, like, painful being on a date with this girl.
We had heard that you might have been shy on the dinner part of the date. Mm-hmm. Was that the case?
If I could have actually said something, maybe that could have come across, but she just wouldn't stop talking.
I got bad news, Cole, because we're going to hear a little bit more from Rebecca. She's been listening in, and I want to bring her back on. Rebecca.
I'm sorry, Cole. Did you say I wouldn't stop talking?
Wouldn't you say that you led the conversation for 98% of our encounter?
Okay. Well, in the car, you talked the entire time. And when we met in person, you were so quiet. There were massive lulls in the conversation where we were just sitting and staring at our plate. So I'm sorry if I jumped in and tried to fill the lull with conversation. That's what you do when you're politely trying to engage in a conversation with someone rather than being talked at.
You definitely felt like, Rebecca, you dominated the conversation, though, at the dinner table, correct?
I wouldn't use the word dominated. I think I was the one who was responsibly holding up my end of the conversation and telling. I mean, that's what you do in an exchange, right? You ask questions, you tell your story, and you wait for the other person to respond. But I wasn't getting a lot of response from him. He just seemed really shy and really clammed up. So I probably talked more, yeah, absolutely more than him, because I just wasn't getting anything from him. And rather than sit there in silence when the conversation flowed to his end of the table, I felt like I had to do all the heavy work of continuing to pick up the conversation and ask questions and stuff. He just wasn't hitting the ball back to me.
I just wonder, like, if I left the silence, what would happen as well? I get it. I'm the same way, first of all. I hate moments of silence. It's not for me. It makes me uncomfortable.
I use them as a power play.
Because
I'm just like, oh, who's going to break it first?
Oh,
it's not
going to
be me.
You would too.
You would totally be that person.
Well, my God, it's not a game.
Dating is always a game. You take that back. It's all a game.
Rebecca, you called us. We've heard from Cole. Before I even ask him, are you interested in another date now that you know this?
I mean, who wants to hang out with somebody that's that turned off by them? So, I mean, but I still think he was cute, and we had a great conversation in the car, and I enjoyed.
You know what I'm going to do? I think I'm going to let Rebecca just go ahead and talk to Cole. Yeah, so we'll just let the two of them talk, and we'll let them figure it out, I think.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.